The El Paso Mission Trail Association will present their 26th annual First Thanksgiving Celebration on Friday, April 24th and Saturday, April 25th. Highlights include a zarzuela concert featuring opera UTEP, three historical reenactments of the First Thanksgiving, living history performances by the Camino Real players, and musical performances by Sabor, Éxito, and Los Alegres del Valle. Today, my guest is George Cordova, president of the Mission Trail Association. Welcome, George.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here.
I am too. Thank you for having us on.
So, the First Thanksgiving, give us our history lesson.
Well, it's the celebration when Don Juan de Oñate came to the banks of the Rio Grande after spending a couple of days in the desert in Salamayuca. The wagons bogged down and they ran out of water and they're running out of food. And Oñate sent some soldiers to come and search for the water because they knew there was water up here. They just didn't know where.
Right.
They've always come a different route. He decided to come this way. And they came and they found the water and they went back and told him, it's another couple of days' drive. Let's go and get in. So they came and made it to the banks and they celebrated.
So they were driving horses up this time.
And big old wagons. They have over 1,000 head of cattle with them, too.
Jeez.
History says that when the animals reached the water, the horses would jump in and the cattle, and they drank so much that they would explode.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. We tell that to the little kids when we take the tour, and they think it's cool, you know.
It's pretty cool. You caught me off guard with that one. Tell us about the full history. I mean, what was our valley his final destination? Where was he going?
No, he was on his way to northern New Mexico.
And what was
take
in
over
northern
the
New
land
Mexico?
For? They were going for God, gold, and land.
And the celebration that we do here, is it a? I know there's a living reenactment. So what happens in those?
We have been fortunate enough to partner with Opera UTEP to do the reenactment for us, and it is the. What we think and what has been documented by history is while they celebrated the first Thanksgiving on the banks. Like I mentioned before, when they arrived here, they were so thankful that they had water, they had fish, they had food to replenish their stock and so forth. So they had a celebratory mass, which is a Thanksgiving mass. And that's why we say it's the first Thanksgiving in the United States 22 years before Plymouth Rock. So they celebrated with the Indians that were here at the time.
Now, Opera UTEP in their reenactment, is it in Spanish?
Actually, yes, it is. And they do the arias for us for the zarzuela at night. And everything that we've done when they do the reenactment, of course, it's in English now. But we have a script that was written by Sheldon Hall when he was first here. And he started this whole thing about the first Thanksgiving. And we give it to the people at Opera UTEP, and they condense it down to make it a good 20-minute show, and they did a fantastic job. You really got to come and see it.
Their performance caliber is great, and to have such great material to share has got to be a treat for both us and them.
Especially them, because the students have commented to us, I didn't know about this history. I didn't know about the missions. So everybody's learning. I continuously learn every day something new about the missions.
Getting to the missions, you're part of the Mission Trail Association.
Yes, I am.
What do you tell somebody who's never been and never experienced?
They've got to come and look at the history. The West began here in El Paso. The western part of the United States began here in El Paso because the Royal Road starting from Mexico all the way to Santa Fe, the Camino Real, the Adentro, they call it, the Carta, was the main highway for commerce back in the time. So everything started here. That's why we want to promote this area and tell people this is where the West really began.
Right. And then the missions themselves, they're so, I know sometimes the San Eli Mission inside is open, sometimes it's closed, but I've had the honor of being inside and outside, and they're just breathtaking.
Oh, they are. The architecture inside with the Socorro Mission and the Sleda Mission, you can actually see on the vigas where the Indians, the native Indians at the time, would put their signs that they would have, the way they used to paint them, the buildings and so forth. You'd see them on the vigas on there. The Sanelli mission is the only one that's different. It's a presidio. It's not a mission or a chapel. It was a military installation for the soldiers.
So a presidio is a fort.
Right, and that's the proper name for that one is the presidio.
So let's go through the schedule of events.
Okay.
We have stuff happening on Friday the 24th.
Which is the Zarzuela at night. It's the preview party, we call it.
And explain to people that don't know the term zarzuela. It's a party.
Back in the day, they used to have at the Chamizal, the zarzuela Spanish opera, which are romantic arias. That's all they are. And UTEP people are coming out to do that. Last year, we were looking for something to do different. And then one of our members, Rachel Escamilla, said, hey, I used to belong to the board of directors for the zarzuela. Why don't we do a zarzuela? So we did it, and it was... the response was fantastic. We had over 100 people attend.
How nice. And the costumes, everything?
Everything. We have everything. In fact, most of our members this year are going to be dressed up in costumes.
And how much are tickets to that event?
The tickets ahead, if you call ahead at a time, it's $25 per person. And at the door, it's only $30 per person. It's a wine and cheese. We're going to have auctions of several famous painters have donated some of their work for us to do an auction. We're going to have some wine that was donated from Lavinia. So we're going to have that. And then the cheese was donated by the Licondere.
Ooh, the good stuff.
The good stuff, yes.
So Saturday, you've got a whole series of events.
Starting at 12 o'clock. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have the reenactment in front of the Presidio Mission. And then at 4 o'clock again. And then at 5 o'clock, Bishop Sites is going to say the mass inside the Presidio. And then we're going to be having educational booths, reenactments going on. And then we're going to have some bands playing from 6 on to 11 at night in the Placita.
Saturday sounds like a good time to take the whole family.
Yes,
out
it
there.
Is. That it is. It's a big thing for the families to do. Yeah, there'll be different history lessons like the Salt War. People are going to have their thing in the Salt War. The McGoffin Home is going to have some of their things. We even got a group of the Buffalo Soldiers out of Albuquerque coming in to set up their booth and talk about the Buffalo Soldiers too.
Very nice. And it all takes place at the Veterans Memorial Plaza.
Yes.
It's at 1500 Main Street in Sanelli. Can't miss it, right? Once you arrive to Sanelli, you see the gazebo, you see the Presidio,
right.
And you're there.
You're there.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem. And thank you for all the help you're giving us.
Of course. My guest today has been George Cordova, president of the Mission Trail Association, inviting you to the first Thanksgiving celebration happening on Friday, April 24th and Saturday, April 25th.